You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Saturday, December 11th, 2021. Hey, guess what? We're almost done with 2021. I don't know about you, but pretty fucking glad. It's been one of those years for sure. So hopefully you're doing well. I do apologize for the extended break in this podcast. As many of you may know from the website, the website was disrupted for several days by, it was under attack basically from somebody who was disgruntled with some of my positions, and they swore to take down the website and destroy my life and everything else. So anyway, the website is back up and running again. Of course, the website powers the podcast. So, you know, the podcast was shut down as the website was shut down. And, And so then I spent several days trying to play catch up with all the stories that I had running in the background. So I've done some of that. So I apologize for the schedule screw up. Of course, I really don't like to apologize for assholes, but there you go. So we're back up and running again, and hopefully we'll be getting on some sort of schedule. Okay. Anyway, I had a really big story that I posted tonight on the website, and I want to talk about it in detail here. It's a very emotional story for me, and it's a very emotional story for the players involved. And it's sensitive, and so I want to pay due respect to that story. It involves Master Matt and Yule, the faggot that I've been covering both of them since they began their respective journeys as an alpha for Master Matt, and Yule is a faggot. I've been with them day after day this whole time. So, and I guess what I want to really talk about today is the fact that that alphas can fall in love with their faggots. Straight alphas can fall in love with their faggots. And this is kind of a sensitive subject, because we all have preconceptions about how a straight man or a straight alpha should behave, okay? Oh, a straight man wouldn't do this or wouldn't say that, you know. And sometimes those stereotypes are effective, but most of the time, what we're doing to those men is we're trying to confine their life or define their life for them with our preconceptions. And it's really not fair. We wouldn't want that somebody to do that to us, you know. So why do we do that to these men? Particularly, you know, what really bothers me is when I hear faggots saying, oh, that guy can't be alpha because he does this or that. You're a faggot, okay? You don't have any right to tell an alpha how he should behave, all right? So, Master Matt has gone through an experience here that he's likely to never forget. It's an emotional experience, and one that he probably didn't ever expect to happen when he first began using faggots. Because Master Matt is a straight alpha, okay? He fucked a lot of girls, He's dated a lot of girls throughout his life, his young life. In fact, even after he started using faggots, he left faggots to go date a couple of girls and fuck girls, you know, for like a year. So, gosh, I got some cum stuck in my throat. Master Matt is just definitely a straight alpha. He's attracted to females, but he loves the use of faggots. He loves owning faggots. He loves the process of owning faggots and the training of faggots and the daily care for his faggots. He loves the worship. He loves the excellent service. I mean, he owns three of the best cocksuckers on earth. They live with him. Okay. They're ready with their holes open and ready to go any time of the day or night that he needs something. They cook for him. They clean for him. Everything. Okay. They kneel and kiss his feet when he walks in the door. He's their king, their god. Okay. And every man, definitely every alpha, wants that. They want that kind of life where they're worshipped and serviced on command, okay? And what Master Matt has been enjoying is the worship of three faggots that live with him and serve him. But one in particular, Yule, is kind of a special faggot in that, first of all, I recently posted this about Yule. He's transgender. He is now a she and going through the change into becoming a female. You know, eventually she's going to have the surgeries to make herself fully female. But that's just begun, all right? And Yule is making that transformation. And Yule has always been very feminine, very pretty, very well-kept faggot, okay? So Yule obviously appealed to Master Matt's heterosexual attraction, right? And it was the same with Nick. When Nick owned Yule, that was part of the attraction of Yule to him. So Yule was already kind of, you know, had Master Matt's eye because of that. But they've become closer, particularly as Yule has been grappling with transgenderism and the fact that she's supposed to be a female and needs to become a female. And that whole process of going to counseling and making the decisions to do this surgery and everything else, Master Matt's been there with her as she's dealt with that. And they've become closer. And Master Matt has been developing feelings for Yule in particular. He loves all of his faggots, to be honest with you, but He developed very special, you know, a deeper kind of love for Yule. I don't know. I think Chin was the first faggot that Master Matt used, but Yule was one of the first, and so they've been together quite a while now. You know, they've known each other and they've fucked a lot, you know, so there's been a relationship established there is what I'm getting at. But Master Matt finally had to come to grips with the fact that he was falling in love with Yule. And I had front row seats to this because I was talking to Master Matt via text as he was kind of coming to this conclusion that he had to do something about this. And so he went and talked to Yule, and he opened up his heart and told Yule that he was in love with him, or her, I should say. And that he, you know, he had deep feelings for her. And Yul said the same thing, that she was in love with him. And and Master Matt broke down and cried. And of course Yul cried. But Master Matt really cried. I mean, he really, really cried. And after he went home, he cried some more. He actually went into his room and was weeping for like an hour. And the other faggots in the house were concerned. They didn't know what was happening. And they were texting me and saying, you know, something's wrong with Master Matt. You know, he's crying in his room and we don't know what's wrong. And I knew what was going on. So, and when Master Matt came out of that, after he cried it out and kind of got it out of his system, he was able to say to me that he was in love with Yul. And he was very confused and very apologetic about the fact that he felt like he had lost his alphahood because he had fallen in love with his faggot. And, you know, it breaks my heart that he felt like he had failed as a man or as an alpha because he fell in love with his faggot. Because we're the ones, society or whatever, or people who, you know, believe in hierarchy. We put these expectations on men like Master Matt. We imply that they cannot fall in love with their faggot, that that's not alpha, or that's not manly, or that he's gay, or whatever, you know. And it causes them to feel guilt over feelings that they have that are, they don't have any control over those feelings. They just happen. And then they're saddled with all this guilt. It's like somebody trying to make me feel bad because I'm a faggot and I'm naturally a faggot. Like, I can't help these things. This is what I am, you know. Master Matt can't help that he's fallen in love with Yul, you know. It just is what it is. And he was apologetic to me that he felt like he had let me down, let other people down, let his alphahood down, when it's the exact opposite. Master Matt, he earned his apex alphahood in that moment when he owned up to his feelings about his faggot. That's more of a man than a lot of these pretenders out there who think that because they shove a faggot's head in a toilet that makes them alpha, okay? Or they spit on a faggot that makes them alpha, or they piss on a faggot that they're alpha. What Master Matt did was he owned up to real emotion and was honest, and he stood up for what was right. And that makes him more alpha. I mean, in my book, that's what an apex alpha does most of all, is that they stand up for what is right and they do what's right. You know, when you think about an apex alpha or an alpha in general, they're supposed to be the greatest example of manhood, right? Everything in the superlative degree, you know, an exceptional degree, everything enhanced, everything better than the average man. And I want my apex alphas to be the best men out there. that's that. Those are the kind of men that I believe in. And what Master Matt did made me believe in him even more than I already did, which I will forever be at his feet. I mean, nothing will tear me away from him. He is, he's absolutely incredible, you know. It just really made me sad that he had to cry his way out of it and, like, feel bad and kind of mourn a part of him that he had to let go of. That he had to kind of cut that part out of himself because it wasn't appropriate, you know. I mean, he should never have to apologize to anybody. Definitely not a faggot, okay? He's an alpha male. He doesn't owe anybody any explanations whatsoever for anything he does. He is one of the gods of this earth. And he has gone in places that I never thought I would see him go as an alpha. Since I first met him, he's changed so much, and he's become such a powerful leader and owner of faggots and a powerful alpha, very thoughtful, very wise, very considered. He's the very best type of alpha. You know why? You know, I'm going to compare this here. I'm not going to name any names, but there are alphas out there who call themselves apex alphas who would never, ever, ever be able to commit to a faggot like Master Matt did to Yule because they're afraid of that commitment. They're afraid of giving of themselves to that degree. I know alphas who call themselves apex alphas who use faggots and then toss them aside because they're done with them and they want to move on. What better defines an apex alpha? An alpha that just uses faggots and tosses them aside like a cum rag, or an alpha who stays and commits to ownership even for life? See, for my money, the latter version is the apex alpha. But again, people have these kind of warped views of these roles within hierarchy. But Master Matt is the finest example of what an apex alpha should be, you know. And like, in if people call it into question Master Matt's, you know, perspective or his course of action, I have a million examples on the website of alphas falling in love with their faggots, and several times it led to marriage. I've actually covered marriages that have resulted from their association through my website. You know, fagsworshipalphas.com, where they've come to an understanding and they found their life partner, you know, and they got married, an alpha and a faggot getting married. Master Dino married his faggot, Jamie, years ago, 15 years ago or whatever it's been. Master Dino was completely straight, like aggressively, violently straight. And he got out of prison and he was, you know, and he met Jamie, and Jamie clung to him and basically surrendered his life to Master Dino. Utterly surrendered his life. And Master Dino was so moved by this pathetic faggot that would do anything to please him that he finally decided to marry that faggot. He's a straight alpha male, but he married that faggot because that faggot gave him the things that he yearned to have and the things that he enjoyed, the worship, the service. His son, Master Chad, I just recently covered that he proposed to his faggot. Master Chad is straight, okay? He's got a baby just born, you know, from a girl he fucked. He's got other girls, you know, that he's been fucking. He's a straight alpha male, but the thing is, he's got this faggot that serves him and worships him so completely that he's like, I want to marry that faggot, so that faggot's mine, my property. And this is the thing that I don't think people understand about alphas and apex alphas, is that when they find something that someone that worships them so completely and so unreservedly and so with such enthusiasm, they're not stupid. They're not going to toss that away. They want to keep that close. They want to own that. They're men. They stand up for what's right. They stand up for what's theirs. They stake a claim on what's theirs. That's the difference, you know. A lot of times when we're dealing with hierarchy, we celebrate this kind of pump and dump kind of mentality that alphas definitely have and definitely have a lot of times, you know. But we don't look at the deeper stuff. You know, we don't consider the deeper thing. And Master Matt is an illustration of the deeper thing. Maybe it's because Master Matt owns literal faggots, you know, in his, that, you know, live with him. They're right there. He cares for them. So maybe that makes him more responsible, you know. These other alphas are just running around doing whatever they want, and they're not taking any kind of responsibility for the actual ownership of faggots, and so their heart's not in it. You know, I think of Master A on Twitter that I've been, you know, pushing quite a bit lately, KinkyLad17 on Twitter. He owns literal faggots in his house with him. And so it's made him a more responsible alpha, you know, a much more powerful alpha. And so maybe that's a key element there. But regardless, what Master Matt did doesn't make him less of an alpha. Him professing his love for Yule, him crying over the emotional aspects of that doesn't make him less of an alpha. It makes him more of an alpha. It makes him more powerful than he's ever been in his entire life as an alpha. And, I mean, all I can say is that I have never been more proud of Master Matt or Yule, you know, and I'm so happy for both of them because they love each other, and they've been there for each other, and they will continue to be there for each other through Yule's change, which is going to be a big thing to deal with, you know. But I'm very proud of both of them. Very, very proud. And I'm so grateful to even be able to speak their name, let alone converse with them. And I just really hope that everybody considering this example can do so and find the same reason for awe that I have, because I really think it's one of the most extraordinary stories on the website a website full of extraordinary stories. This is probably one of my most extraordinary stories. And I've been there from day one, really intimately involved with them in this. And I am very proud of both of them. And I just cannot, I can't even say it enough, you know. They're an example for everybody. And there's lots of so-called apex alphas out there that could learn a thing or two from Master Matt. That's for damn sure. Anyway, I encourage you to read the story. It's got additional details I didn't get into in this podcast. But anyway, it's exciting. So hopefully you learned a few things about alphahood that, you know, can improve your understanding and outlook going forward. I know mine has changed. So anyway, I hope everybody's doing well. I guess I will probably talk to you soon. I got a bunch of interviews that are supposed to be happening. I don't know. Like, people keep dropping out. I don't know what to say about any of that shit, but there will be some interviews coming soon. And of course, I've got other goodies for you too. So I will talk to you later, okay? Take care. Love ya.
Bye.